Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Following statements from the president and others in his administration that Charlie Kirk's alleged killer was a left-wing radical promoting political violence, which she says they will uncover in court.
It doesn't matter who it is. Yes, who killed Charlie? Left-wing radicals, and they will be held accountable. So will anyone in this country who commits a violent crime against anyone. And the death penalty, thanks to Donald Trump, is on the table again.
On Monday morning, the body of 21-year-old Damar Travion Reed, a black student at Delta State University in Cleveland, Mississippi, was found on campus hanging from a tree. Police say there is no evidence of foul play at this time, but the investigation, which includes the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation, is ongoing. McDonald's says it plans on investing $200 million over the next 7 years to promote regenerative agriculture practices. This is ABC News. Two Utah men are now facing terrorism charges after officials say an incendiary device that failed to function was placed underneath a Salt Lake City news vehicle over the weekend. ABC's Trevor Ault reports.
They say the next day they found these two suspects at their home, arrived there, and then inside, along with arresting those two suspects, they say they found a pair of devices that appeared to be explosives as well. And they say the suspects told them those were real bombs that could detonate. So they cleared out the entire neighborhood, swept through that scene. It turned out, they say, these were hoax devices.
The Senate Monday approved one of President Donald Trump's top economic advisors, Stephen Miran, for a seat on the Federal Reserve's governing board. Miran's nomination sparked concerns about the Fed's political independence after he said during a committee hearing he would keep his job as chair of the White House's Council of Economic Advisors. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
For today, partly cloudy, rather warm, a high of 85. Southeast winds at 3 to 9 miles per hour, a low of 59 tonight, 84 tomorrow with isolated showers, possibly in the afternoon. Thursday, mixed skies, continued balmy and a high of 83. Friday, 76 with showers likely by afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm. For Saturday, spotty showers and 77. In Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 65, we are down from that. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 58 degrees. Early morning, Tuesday. Today is September 16th, and it is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day today.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was. My sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was. My sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
The Statler Brothers, NWRCO, and oh, happy day as we start the day in a positive way. It's probably what you thought when the alarm went off this morning. Oh, happy day. Well, you never know. You got to be on the positive side. Maybe this is your day to win your fortune. You never know. Alabama began the broadcast day with our Star Spangled Banner rendition for Tuesday, September 16th. Phil Nee with you down the old trail. I didn't get much done yesterday, but it seemed like I was busy at least the whole day and night. Keeps me out of mischief, that's for sure. So we have some things to tell you about. The Brewers were off last night. We'll set the stage with sports in about 10 minutes today. And there were a couple of Monday night games as well. At least one of them was a close one.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are you going to give for? I'm at 25 to give 30 now. $5, another $40. I'm going to make it 40 now. $5, another $50. I'm going to make it 50 now. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die. I've got to learn that auction cry. Gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid it now, $30, $30, will they give me 30? Make it 30, bid it to mama, $30, will they give me 30? Hooray, bid a $30 bid. $30 bid it now, $35, will they give me 35? Make it 35, bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid it on the $40, $40 will give me 40, make it a 40, bid it on the $40, will give me 40, hooray, bid it a $40 bid. $40 bid it now, $45, will give me 45, make it a 45, bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back auctioneer. And the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the top in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid and I'm a $50, $50 will they give me, $50 make a $50 bid and I'm on a $50, will they give me $50, hurrah, the $50 bill. $50 bid and I'm $55, will they give me $55, I'll make it a $55, I'll bid a $55, I sold that hog for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let him out and walk him, boys. Here we come, a lot of number 29 in. What are they going to get for him? I'm a 25, to get 30 now. Five, we're going to five, another $40 on the make it 40 now. Five, we're going to five, make it a five. Yes, five now, $60 on the will to give me 60 now. Five, we're going to five, another.
Sold. There you go. We got it done. That was Leroy Van Dyke and the Auctioneer from WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. It is 58 degrees. We are headed toward 85 a bit later on today. Plan your wardrobe accordingly. Here's Hank Snow.
On the Isle of Philalula, out Hawaii way, a hula maiden gay strolled by a moonlit bay. There came a decoder over the water from a savage Zingazula land. A Bolo chieftain grand sang her this lay. And he sang hula, Hawaiian hula, smile on your Zingazula moon shine above on the sweet jungle love. For you my Bolo is swinging, for you my love song I'm singing. Come be my hula hula love love. Chieftain from the peaceful Philalula land would not give him her hand. Her lover took his stand. Through the rattle of the battle, as she heard his sweet voice come and true, they fled in his canoe, all waters blue. And he sang hula, Hawaiian hula, smile on your Zingazula, moonshine above on the sweet jungle love. My bolo is swinging for you, my love song singing. Come be my hula hula love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he sang hula, Hawaiian hula, smile on your Zingazula moonshine above on the sweet jungle love. For you, my bolo is swinging for you, my love song singing. Come be my hula hula love.
Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip. Turn out the way that I always thought it could be. Now what's
Fargo on WRCO. A reminder, Ross's Road in Rockbridge Township will be closed today from 8 until noon for culvert replacement. And the Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in Boscobel at Cronsage Park between noon and 1. An American Red Cross blood drive will be taking place today in Lone Rock at the Lone Rock Gym from 12:30 until 5:30 on Broadway Street. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, this is Brian from Walsh's. Stop in at Ace Hardware for red hot deals, good through September 30th. Stay prepared with Ace Mortar Oil 1 quart, $3.49, or tackle any job with Warner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder, $99.99. And don't miss Rubbermaid Roughneck 32-gallon trash can, $26.99, to keep your garage or your yard clean and organized. Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for red hot savings, but only until September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. But Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all-deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Today's update on sports is next. It is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell says he's still uncertain whether quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. will get a chance to face his former team when the Badgers host Maryland coming up this weekend. Last night, in two Monday night football games, Justin Herbert passed for 242 yards and two touchdowns, leading the Chargers to a 20-9 victory over the Raiders. And Baker Mayfield led an 11-play, 80-yard drive and capped by a two-yard touchdown run with 6 seconds left. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers rallied past the Houston Texans by a score of 20-9. to 19. In other notes from sports, the Brewers were off last night, but there were a few teams that played, including a National League clinching for the Philadelphia Phillies. They were winners yesterday 6-5 over the Dodgers, and they clinched their division. Arizona 8-1 over San Francisco, Cincinnati 11, and St. Louis 6. It was Atlanta 11 and Washington 3, and the Cubs shut out Pittsburgh 4-0. In the American League, the Twins 7-0 over the Yankees, Toronto 2, Tampa Bay 1, Baltimore 4-1 over the White Sox, and Houston beat Texas 6-3. That is a look at sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Today's aerobic polka is next. Get stretched out. It's coming up. Sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's SUPPZ. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
If you're ready, okay, here we go. I'm going to push the button. You ready? Okay, here we go. A one and a two and a... It's polka time, polka with the Polka Padre, right here on the Light in the Milk House show. Now it's time for a cool down waltz here with Bobby Helms on the Light in the Milk House show.
By the banks of the old River Rhine, where I loved her and left her, but I can't forget her. I miss my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, look up toward the heavens. I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fraulein.
Is on for another day in Southwest Wisconsin. The daytime high will be at around 85. We're going to turn those numbers around between 58 to 85 later today, 59 tonight, and Wednesday 84, again Thursday 83, before cooling to the 70s and some rain chances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. That's how it goes weather-wise this morning. It is 5:30 on a Tuesday, September 16th.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Crop Roundup. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer, the one that started it all, the one that still turns heads, the one to beat. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer at pioneer.com/100. Iowa State climatologist says short-term outlooks show rain could be likely across parts of the Corn Belt later this week. Justin Glisson says the recent trend has been hot and dry.
In September, we are seeing in that second to third week on the precipitation side higher chances of rainfall. So we are shifting from, at least in the near term, warmer and drier back towards better potential for rainfall.
West Central Minnesota farmer Jamie Byer says this summer has been too wet.
We are on day 54 of measurable rain, so it's been very unusual. We've gotten 24 inches of precipitation. Conditions are mucky already heading into fall.
Corn silage harvest is wrapping up in some parts of Iowa. Mark Peterson farms near Stanton in the southwest corner of the state.
Anecdotally, I heard a guy that had, he was going to bag four more silage jobs, and they all disappeared overnight because the crop has dried so fast that it's just too dry to even do it.
A farmer near Janesville in south-central Wisconsin is optimistic going into harvest. Doug Rebout tells Brownfield corn and soybeans in the area look good.
They're drying down. We're figuring here another week, week and a half here, like last week of September, we will probably be starting our harvest here. Most of the corn silage is all done.
In western Illinois, farmer Tim Thompson says harvest activity is picking up.
The starting gun has went off. I'm hearing, a lot of different scenarios right now. So maybe some folks that are a little bit disappointed. The top end is maybe not what they were anticipating. I think the dry weather in August was probably a driver or a part of that.
Northwest Ohio farmer Dennis Vienicutter says drought conditions are starting to take a toll on the crop in the final stretch of the growing season.
We haven't had much rain in August. Things are really looking good up until that point, but we have 0.23 tenths of rain in August, so things are really drying up in a hurry.
USDA's latest weekly crop update shows 67% of the U.S. corn crop rated in good to excellent condition, down 1% on the week, with 7% harvested. 63% of soybeans are called good to excellent nationwide, 1% lower, while 41% are at the leaf dropping stage. And the Nebraska Department of Agriculture and the USDA Animal Plant Health Inspection Service have confirmed the state's first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy herd. NDA says the herd is located in central Nebraska and has been quarantined. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. 608-434-4413.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mostly higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Kansas but lower in Texas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the back half of the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were steady and feeder heifers were $2 to $6 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for feeder cattle. Steer and heifer calves were $10 to $20 lower and unweaned calves were sharply lower. Quality was plain to average and some attractive. Medium and large one feeder steer, 605 to 614 pounds. brought $379 to $415. Feeder steers, $762 to $796 pounds, brought $350 to $366. Medium and large one feeder heifer, $671 to $698 pounds, brought $335 to $356.50. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand from moderate off range. Choice down $1.51 at $398.53. Select was 36 cents higher at $378.80. Estimated cattle slaughter was 110,000 head, up 4,000 on the weekend, down nearly 11,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mostly higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors got a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Monday afternoon and bid up to move needed numbers. The market remains largely focused on demand, and while global demand has been relatively strong for U.S. pork, there are long-term concerns that linger. Domestic demand has maintained some strength, likely because U.S. pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.93 higher with a weighted average of $105.87. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.76 with a weighted average of $106.65. And the Western Corn Belt was $1.66 higher with a weighted average of $106.55. Pork values closed lower, down 44 cents at $114.07. Bellies were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by tight market-ready numbers and getting ready for the week's direct business. And lean hog futures closed firm, supported by higher pork values during the session and contracts discount to cash. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from Mantalon.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday, butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are pressured by profit taking. November beans are down 3.5 at 1042 and 3/4. January was 3.5 lower at 1061 and 3/4. December corn was 6 3/4 lower at 423 and a quarter. March was down 6 1/4 at 441. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by supply tightness. October live was up 462 at 234.60. December was 435 higher at 236.27. October feeders were 870 higher at 354.50. And on their discount to cash and spillover from that strength in cattle, October hogs were 40 higher at 97.52. December lean was up 22 at 88.85. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Keeping yourself and passersby safe during harvest, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating.
One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farmers have a lot on their minds during harvest season, and Dan Neenan wants to make sure that safety is included. Neenan heads the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety in Piasta, Iowa.
The days are getting shorter, so you're going to see these big pieces of equipment out onto the roadway later into the evening. We're getting darker earlier in the evening, so the chances that ag equipment is going to meet with the motoring public is pretty good this time of year.
Neenan says non-farmers who travel country roads also need to be safety conscious this time of year.
Ag equipment will be making turns into farmsteads. The motoring public, you have to obey the law, and you can only pass farm equipment in passing zones. You can't pass it in no passing zones. But we see a lot of collisions that occur between the motoring public and the farming community when tractors and the combines are turning left into farmsteads about the same time that the motoring public is trying to pass.
Neenan offers an additional safety tip related to harvest time.
We always want to take a look at the fire extinguishers that are in the shed and in the combine. Are they charged? Are they ready to go? The first aid kits. Do you have a farm first aid kit that's stocked and ready to go?
There's more at NorthShoreProductions.com. And be listening to this show and others on this station for National Farm Safety and Health Week programming next week. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. A food economist says August grocery prices posted the largest month-to-month increase in several years. David Ortega with Michigan State University tells Brownfield there are still inflationary pressures impacting food costs.
The numbers were a bit concerning. You know, we saw the price of food, the price of groceries increase more than 0.5%.
USDA is projecting food prices to increase nearly 3% this year. In August, all grocery store food groups saw prices rise. The USDA says prices for eggs, beef and veal, sugar and sweets, and non-alcoholic beverages are predicted to grow faster than they have over the past 20 years, while other meats, fats and oils, and vegetable prices are forecasted to decline. Consumer ag prices are predicted to increase nearly 24.5% in 2025, while beef and veal prices are expected to rise almost 10%. There were only slight increases in both dairy products and cereals and bakery products in August. USDA is calling for cattle prices to increase nearly 21.5% this year, while producer milk prices inch up nearly 2%. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange following Friday's supply-demand report and its call for increased production. Dry weigh was up a penny at 60 and a quarter cents. Blocks up a quarter of a cent at $1.62¾. Barrels unchanged at $1.61¼. Butter down 4 cents at $1.82. Nonfat dry milk down a half a cent at $1.16. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand.
No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding. Today's forecast calls for a daytime high of 85, partly cloudy and rather warm conditions. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog later on, a low of 59. A high of 84 Wednesday with isolated showers or thunderstorms. Wednesday night, spotty showers early, then partly cloudy. Areas of fog may form. For Thursday, mixed skies, continued balmy and a high of 83. Friday, 76. Showers likely by early afternoon. Possibly a thunderstorm. Tony has more about it coming up a little bit later on this hour. Right now it is 58 degrees in Richland Center.
Well, I'll give you love. I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Love's something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes very few. Though I got no money, if you'll be my honey, here's what I'll offer you. Yes, I'll give you love. That's above and beyond the call of love. And I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love. That's above and beyond the call of love. And love something that money can't buy.
A cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
It's 4 in the morning and what's more of the dawning. Just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on and the longer this goes on, the harder that it's gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning and once more the That's the last thing that I want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I love her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. But it's 4 in the morning, and what's more, the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Last night I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I've told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, and for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. And it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Wishing I never met her, knowing it
was. That's Farron Young. He's just a little bit late. It's 4 in the morning. No, actually, it's 5:53 today on a Tuesday, the 16th of September. We remind you, Spark Creative Engagement Programs for People with Memory Loss and their care partners will be held from 10 until 11:30 today, and registration is required. More information can be obtained by calling 563-873-3537.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mantis Farms Auction Market in Biola, beef crossbred calves are steady, with Holstein bull calves higher. The Holstein bull calves sold from $840 to $1,078, with the beef crossbred heifer calves $1,130 to $1,365. Dairy slaughter cows range from $115 to $149. Crossbred feeder bulls, 700 to 1,050 pounds, sold from $190 to $250 to $255. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim for all of your livestock marketing needs.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., auction specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax 4-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor, large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by auction specialist and Mineral Point LLC.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a continuation of the unseasonably warm weather here the next several days. Just a touch muggy at times as well. Relatively quiet conditions today. No rain showing up across the Midwest just yet. There might be a few isolated showers popping up primarily west of Wisconsin this afternoon. Now, tomorrow there will be a weak boundary across Wisconsin down through southern Minnesota. This could be the trigger for some at least isolated showers and thunderstorms in our region during the afternoon to early evening. A few of those could have some heavy downpours, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. This weather system will gradually strengthen and sit across the area for several days, so the chance of rain will be increasing by Friday and continuing right into early next week. We could see a decent amount of rain overall over that five-day stretch, with amounts possibly up to an inch or a bit more. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and quite warm, high near 85. Southeast wind between 3 and 9 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog late with a low of 59. Partly sunny tomorrow and continued unseasonably warm. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon, high about 84 degrees. Southeast to south wind near 5. Wednesday night, spotty showers early, then partly cloudy with areas of fog possible, low 59. Thursday, mixed skies, continued balmy with a high of 83. Heading into Friday, mostly cloudy, showers likely by early afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm, low 58, high of 76. Saturday, spotty showers and storms during the day, more numerous at night, low 59, high 77. Sunday, mostly cloudy, some periods of showers and storms again, heaviest late, high 77. And Monday, rain likely, especially in the morning, high 74. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
58 degrees with some light fog in places this morning. Our daytime high yesterday, we were warmer than predicted. 87 degrees was the topper yesterday. The record high for September 16th, 96 in 1939. The record low, 33 in 1966. Last year's high was 86 and the low, 55. Sunset will occur at 7:10 tonight. Sunrise time, 6:43, coming up for the morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 3015, up slightly today. No precipitation. And after some light fog, it looks like it's going to lift and be an all right day again in southwest Wisconsin. Another warm one. We're at 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Studios is proudly powered by the Richland Family Restaurant, where the flavor's local and the music hits just right.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.